to say, yes, sir. And then the Bible goes on to say, hey, if you are obedient, you are calling the Bible, Alaba Shake Bredo Sokodo. Hey! Hallelujah! Ah, no, let's do this thing. Give me 1 Peter chapter 3. I feel the anointing to teach this thing.
The light, if the light goes on, it's not enough. It's not enough for the light to go on. The Bible says the light shines. It shines. No, my light will not just go on. No, my light will not just go on. It's not enough that you cleared. You have to be excellent. Your light, no. It's not enough that you feel before. And he has put all things under his sight, at arm's length. Where has he put them? Somebody shout, it's under my feet.
So sometimes when you go to university, sometimes I remember when I was in first year. First year was one of my hardest years in university. And then when I got in second year, I sort of said, I've passed first year. Let me chill a bit. Then when I chilled a bit, things moved so fast that I couldn't believe the bulk of work that I had. I had to study this, I had to study that. And I was just like, my goodness, Lord, am I able to manage this? So sometimes the problem with students is that you underestimate how fast and bulky life can get. Then you realize that your capacity, the work that is being given to you, is for 15 GB. Then you find you are 1.5 kilobytes. So now you sort of experience some shock, some mental and emotional shock, because it's so much, you know. So going forward, the first advice I can give you is you need to hit the road running. So what I began doing is when I enter a year, I'll begin getting the syllabus and making sure, because like for me, I understood naturally that I'm very busy with ministry. So I can't be like everyone else who's chilled. Yet I have to write exams like everyone else who's not doing as much. So what I would do is I would make sure I have conversations with some of my seniors when I'm just entering. Like when I entered third year, I had a conversation with some of my seniors. They told me some of the courses that I can go for. The lecturers, I would explain. Because sometimes it's not about the course. Sometimes the course is only as easy or as hard as the lecturer is. So sometimes what you also need is to understand the lecturer. And there's no way of understanding the lecturer if, number one, you don't talk to someone who's been with that lecturer. And number two, if you don't go to class. So going to class is an attack on its own. Because in as much as you may understand, you know, the course content, you may not understand the way the lecturer wants you to present it. So it's an error for you not to understand a lecturer. And if you don't go to class, it could be an attack. Because you sit down, you understand everything. But then the way that the lecturer wants you to present it is different from the correctness of how you understood things. So you must go for class. You must be present, you know. In hindsight, some of the things you would have done, and going forward, some of the things you need to do is that the moment that you enter a new year or a new semester, whatever system you have, I repeat this, hit the road running. That means once everybody is settling in, one of your first pointers for settling in is, let me find seniors who talk to me about the course content. They will tell you, oh, what's in pathology, whatever courses you're doing, is this. This part is hard. You need to be very careful how you handle this. You know, people like people who go to them like they're in need. They treat you as, this is my boy. This is my young sister. They will take you through things if you go to them as if you're vulnerable. And you find that you don't lose anything, one. Number two, it's going to help you. So you also understand your lecturer. They will tell you, this lecturer, the way he is. Sometimes if you just miss class and he marks you, you have failed. I remember there was this friend of mine. So they will tell you all those stories, and it will help you be an excellent student. So get all the material that you need and quickly begin to familiarize yourself with the material but don't miss class. You get my point? Don't miss class. It's going to help you. The other thing I would tell you is, sometimes you write a course and you don't do well, maybe in a test or something. You need to learn to pick yourself up very quickly, because sometimes people get too discouraged. But that's just a test. There's an exam coming. Maybe there could be another makeup. So you need to be very hopeful when you're doing school, because I believe that about 25% of school is psychological. Not everything is academic. So some of it, you know, hinges on how you fine-tune your perception of life. If you're the one who easily gets discouraged because you got a bad grade, then you can, it's like what happens sometimes when you're writing exams. You wrote one which you feel you really didn't do well, but you're so discouraged that tomorrow you'll be writing another one, but you are just so discouraged about this one which you don't feel you did well. So you find that you have failed the next one, not because you are not intelligent, but because you are already emotionally and mentally drained. So there's nothing as draining as being emotionally drained, because you need energy to study. You need mental energy to understand what you're reading and to remember the things that you learned. So you find that you now open a domino effect of failing other courses because you are not psychologically okay. So one of the things you need to learn is to pick yourself up very quickly. I'll repeat this other one. You need to be hopeful, because remember, this is your personal destiny, right? So you need to be very hopeful. You need to say, okay, I know I have not caught up, but let me do what I can do. Let me push and do what I can do. And one way to do that is to be prayerful. The Holy Spirit can breathe zeal for life in your spirit. Only He can give you that. But number one, you need to decide that this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for. When you decide that this is what I want and this is what I'm looking for, then God opens you up to that possibility. And you know, other things that begin to happen now for you as a believer is, you may just need to attend one or two classes, then your mind will begin opening up to some of the things that you need to study. You find that you didn't do all these topics, but you just know it. I think an exam can come from here. So you find that you've not been there, but because you yielded to the leading of the Spirit, and that's how the Spirit of God helps you in your academics. That's how He helped me in most of my academics. I would know what to study. I would just have a feeling to pay attention to something. And that's exactly what would come, you know. So you may not know your lecturer, but the Holy Spirit knows him and He lives on the inside of you, because the Bible says He's a God of all flesh. So God knows him and He knows you, and you are His child. So you need to be hopeful, but also just be prayerful. When you're praying about your academics, pray in other tongues. Pray fervently in other tongues about your academics. Pray about your academics. Spend time praying in other tongues. Then you begin studying. You begin to get leadings on what you're supposed to study for. Also, invest in group studies. See, even if you go for a group study and then you discover that, you know, sometimes you feel like, if I go for a group study, me, I don't even know things. I'll just be looking bundu. It's absolutely fine. Because maybe you know a little something. When you go for a group study, your friends know more. Even if you don't contribute, what they know plus the little you know, when you go in the exam, you are likely to beat them. So swallow your pride and attend a group study. If they say, why are you not contributing, just say, hey, I am blank. Then they laugh, then they continue. You get my point? Yeah, so make yourself available for group studies. And find especially those people who are intelligent and be part of their group studies. It will help you a great deal. Don't shun away from group studies because you feel like you'll be intimidated by other people's intelligences. It's not necessary. You will not be intimidated. You'll be blessed, and then you will produce more results. You need to look at it like that, right? And then maybe finally, you need to understand how you work. Maybe that could have been one of your greatest disadvantages. You never took time to understand yourself and how you assimilate things. So things are happening so fast, you're not discovering how to go around them, and then they keep increasing. So now you're breaking down. So one of the things you need to do is you need to understand how you operate. I'll give an example. For me, I had a problem with bathing before studying. But there's a friend of mine who, before Michael, every time we are going to study, we say, let's bath. So out of shyness, I would bath. But when we go there flat, I would sleep. him, he has studied and is laughing at me saying I'm not serious. And then now what began to happen was, now I just became real with myself. When he tells me, let's go bath, I said, you bath alone, my guy. He would bath and then would go study. Now I realize, I can now last longer. You know, he may laugh at me if not bath, but at least I've understood what I was studying and I've spent time studying. You know, then I would bath whenever I wanted. I mean, a day has 24 hours. I don't just have to bath when he's bathing. Some people say they study best, you know, with music in their ears. If I do that, I'll start worshiping. So I need to avoid music. But if music works best for you, then use music when you're studying. So you need to understand, some people say, Ine, before I study, I need to eat a kanshima. For some people, the moment they eat nshima, they are gone. You get my point. So one of the things you need to do, some people say, me, I study best in the night when it's quiet. For some people, they start remembering all the Nigerian movies. So you need to understand what works best for you. Like for me, for example, I think best when everybody's sleeping. And what I'm hearing is just people snoring. My wife is out. My son is out. Then I'm up. Then I begin thinking and writing, researching, reading and praying. I like it like that, you know. But other people like when it's noisy. So you need to understand yourself. And you can't understand yourself without experimenting. So try it out when I study with music. Or also learn to use other sources of information. These days, to be ignorant and to struggle with school is mostly an option. Because, you see, there's always that Indian on YouTube who's explaining a procedure very elaborately. Then when you go back to your lecturer's notes, you're like, now it makes sense. So you need to learn to use Google, you need to learn to use YouTube, you need to learn to use all these learning platforms that are there. Sometimes it's like, this is how I help people. You are reading the KJV, you bring a scripture to me. You don't understand it. I'll tell you, use another version. By the time you're using three versions and you go back to the, you've discovered that you didn't need me, but you are lazy, you didn't want to study. So the moment you found the trouble, you gave up. You started looking for me. What happens if I'm not there? So you're not pushing. You're not pushing. When you don't understand, find other ways. Consult a senior. Consult a friend. There's nothing to lose. In Bemba, we say, Pakwaka no vunga. Tapabanson. Meaning when sharing mili meal, you don't feel shy. You get my point. So it's your own life. So whatever is going to help you become a better student, do it. You need to fight. And one of the things you need to fight is yourself. Sometimes we enjoy to feel bad. I'm behind. And you're just there for a long time. Yeah. They will repeat you. They will not even say, no, you had a mental breakdown. They will just repeat you. You know, these institutions, they've got no feelings. So at some point, you need to stop throwing pity parties and say, no, girl, our destiny has no excuses. Once we do not pass, we will be repeated, and we don't like what will happen home and in our lives. So let's push ourselves and let's become better. Then you push like that. So sometimes you need to be a bit rugged with yourself. You know, yeah, there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of hope. And then be prayerful. Be prayerful, because sometimes it could just be an attack. Just be prayerful. Say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over my body. It is submitted to the word of God. I will study and I will understand everything I'm studying. In the name of Jesus, as I go to study this thing, I am led by the Spirit. You know, I will know exactly what to study. I don't punch in the air. I'm led by the Spirit. I'll not end up like any other person. I'm led by the Spirit. You get my point? Yeah. So there's a way you move. You need to be self-motivated. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Encouraged himself. So if there's nobody to encourage you, you need to hold your hand and drag your way into success. And greet yourself and say, you are a good kid. You get my point? Yeah, because you see, no one can pray for you like you. No one can push for your destiny like you. Are you the kind of mother you want to be for your children? You need to look at yourself like that. Say, don't look nice with my children one day when they come. I'm not the kind of mother I want to be for my children. I'm being selfish. Let me push myself. I'm not the kind of man I want. So you need to be self-motivated, and you need to stop being selfish. You know, sometimes wallowing in your own pain and depression is a little bit of selfishness, because you're not thinking about the children you're going to have 5 years from now. 8 years from now and the kind of mother they are going to have. So you need to tell yourself that the officer they gave you. The world is so dark, it's so depressed, my daughter. If you don't learn to push yourself, the world is designed to make a Christian fail. That from education to your family, everything is designed to fight you. And the only language the world understands is a fighting spirit. If you don't conya it back, it will be conyaing it. You now you have a funny head. You will now look at Fukuti. It's in Konyo, your chief head that's now swelling. You have testimonies. The first in Konyo, I failed. The first in Konyo, every time you knew with the wrong testimonies. Sometimes I hear believers, and I'm thinking, you are just not fighting. You're just not fighting. And you need to fight because the demons at Ridgeway, in the flesh, nothing is designed to help you. So you need to really be vigorous. You understand? God will help you. I'll pray for you as well, okay? Yeah. Everything will just be fine. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I impart. Karabasoteleke brakadoshka rababa baba baba soko tototo boshaka baba baska reketo takati peke totakati peke totakatakati keto. I restore your zeal for academics. I release an ability from God to understand what you are studying and to be led to what you study. I destroy every discouragement and I decree and declare you will not fail. You will do great and mighty things. I restore your fighting spirit. You will not be behind because you are blessed and you are blessed beyond the curse. In Jesus' name, amen.